Verse 2, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. Now you have here the seraphim that are about the throne of God. Now I want to confess that I know very little about seraphim, but apparently the seraphim is the one in contrast to the cherubim. The seraphim searches out sin, and the cherubim protects the holiness of God. The seraph, and it means to burn, by the way, and the word is used as a verb with the sin offering, but never with the burnt offering. That which speaks of the person of Christ, never. But that which speaks of his work of redemption for us, the word is used, seraph. It speaks of burning holiness, and cherub of the inflexible righteousness of God. The seraph is active. The cherub is passive. And we'll find both of them in Ezekiel and Revelation as the living creatures, but we'll wait till we get there to talk about that. So the seraphim here are protecting the holiness of God. He's high and lifted up. Now, God today will not compromise with evil. And I thank him for that he won't compromise with evil in your life or my life, because it's evil and sin that has brought all the sorrow in this world. It's the thing that puts the gray in the hair, the totter in the step, the stoop in the shoulder, and it is the thing today that breaks up homes, it breaks up lives, it fills our graves. I'm glad God won't compromise with it. God says he hates sin, and he intends to destroy it. He intends to remove it from his universe. And today, our God is moving forth uncompromisingly, unhesitatingly, undeviatingly against sin, and he doesn't intend to accept the white flag of surrender from it. He intends to drive it from his universe. That's what he says. He's high and lifted up. My friend, you and I are going to have to bow before him, as when we see this man Isaiah, when he got this vision of God on the throne and high and lifted up. It brought him down upon his face. And if there is one thing today, and I mentioned many things, but if there is one thing at this particular juncture, I'd like to say that the church needs, it needs another vision of God, not just of his love, but the fact that our God is a holy God, a righteous God, and he moves in judgment. And you know, he never asked me to apologize for him. And you want to know something? I don't intend to apologize for him. This is what he said. And I think that he'd like for me to add this. Take it or leave it. You can shut your eyes and put your head down in the sand like an ostrich is supposed to do. But every ostrich got more sense than that. But my friend, you can't destroy what the Word of God says. God is angry against sin. God will punish sin. He says he will. But he loves you, friend. He'll save you. But you know, you'll have to come his way. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.